Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shema Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet of Masechet Bava Vatra, in the middle of our discussion of Mishnah Dalet of the third Perek. Tana Rabbanan at the bottom of the Amud. In Mekablin Pikdonot, Lo Min Hanashim, Velo Min Ha'avadim, Velo Min Ha'tinokot. A person should not accept a Pikadon, bail, anything to watch, from either women. And the assumption here meaning married women, from slaves, or from little kids. The notion being that these are all things that they took from their husbands or their masters, or from they took from wherever they live, and that they don't belong to them, so you shouldn't accept it. What happens if indeed you took it? If you took from the woman, give it back to her. But if she dies before you have a chance to return it to her, then give it to her husband. If you took from a slave, what do? You would think you give it back to the... You'd think you give it to the master and you give it to the Eved. But if the Eved died in the meantime, then you return it to his master. What happens if you got it from a kid? You don't return it to the kid. You put it in sort of a trust. We'll see what that means. If the kid died in the meantime, then you return it to that kid's heirs, the people who would inherit from that child. Okay. But any one of them, and the Rashbam points out, this doesn't have to be shat mitatan, that's just sort of the typical circumstance. Any of them who says on like on a deathbed, this really belongs to this person, then Yaseka Perushan, do what they said. If not, you don't ignore it. You try to figure out what they meant by it and go from there. Like if they said it really belongs to this guy, and that guy is somebody who never owned something like that or they had nothing to do with, find somebody else with the same name, figure out from their words what they meant and act on it. Now it's a story. Devitu de Rabba Barachana, Rabba Barachana's wife, Kikashachva, she was dying, Amra, Hani Kifi, these rings, or these earrings, de Marta Uvne Barta. They belong to Marta and his daughter's sons. Alright, so what happened? She died. Atala Kami de Rav. So Rabba Barachana came to Rav, so what should I do? Amar Le'im Ehem Lalach Aseki Perusha. According to one version, he said, if you trust her, then do what she said. If not, then figure out what she meant and go from there. Some people said that what he said is if she's rich, what that means is if these guys are wealthy enough that it would make sense that this gift, that this thing would belong to them, if not, then still take what she said and try to figure out from that what she might have meant, somebody else with the same name, etc. Now, Mina Katanya Selos Kula, the Brita said that if you get it from a kid, that you don't return to the kid, but rather invest it in a trust fund. My Skula, what's that? Rochis Tamar Sefer Torah. Buy a Sefer Torah with it. Rachan Baravuna Amar Diklo de Achamine Tamri. You buy a tree that bears fruit. A palm tree. A date tree. Okay, now, the next line in the Mishnah, and this is the end of this clause of the Mishnah, of those classes of people who can't have Chazakah, fathers and sons cannot be machzik in each other's property. All right, now that seems to be because they typically have reason to be there and business being there, and so their presence wouldn't be protested. Now, Amar Yosef afilu chalkur. Yosef says that's true even if they separated, the son separated from the family financially, nonetheless. Rava Amar chalkulo. He says no, that's not the case. If they separate, then like an independent person, and therefore the son can be machzik, and father can be machzik on the son's property. I'm Rav Yirmi Ami Difti. So he said, I'm Rav Papi Uvda Chalkulo Kirava. Rav Papi ruled like Rava in a case where the son had separated, and he allowed him to be machzik, like Rava. Achara Yitzchak Ishtoyle Rav Chia Mihurmiz Ardashid. The Ishtoyler of Achab Bar Yaakov, Mishmeid of Nachum Bar Yaakov. So we have a report from Nachum Bar Yaakov. It said, Chalkulo, just like Rava. In other words, there's another tradition here that if the son separates, then he can be Machzik. V'yochata Chalkulo. And that's indeed the halacha. Tanya Yaakov, a brayta also. So not only Rava said it, and Nachman Yaakov said it, and the Gemara then concludes, we have a brayta that supports it. Ben shechalak v'ishtoshin karsha, if a son separates or a wife divorces, harein kishar kol adam, they're like anybody else as far as chazaka goes. Okay, good. Itmar chad mina achin. Now this is an interesting case. Shayan oseven otem v'toch habayit. Let's say father died, and one of the brothers, typically the oldest one, had his own business going on while he was living at home. Meaning the other brothers are there, and he's helping with their affairs, but he's also got his own stuff going on. V'hayu onot ushtarot, and on is like a shtar mecher, and other shtarot, yotzin al shmon, they have his name on it. V'yamar shalihim, he says, these things belong to me. These testify to deeds that of things that I have. Ashnafuli meit avi ima, and these are things that I got from my mother's father. My grandfather died, my mother inherited it, and then it came to me, when she died, and it has nothing to do with the other brothers who are evidently from a different mother in this case. Alright, so that's his claim. Amar Rav, Alav Lavi Raya. Rav says he has the burden of proof of demonstrating that, that this stuff belongs to him, otherwise we assume it belongs to the estate. Shmuel Amar Lachin Lavi Raya. Shmuel took the opposite position. The brothers have to prove it belongs to the estate, otherwise it belongs to him. It's got his name on it. Now, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Modeli Abba, which is Rav's real name, Amar Richa. Shmuel says, he agrees with me, she'imet alachin aviraya, that if the eldest brother died, and then the other brothers are contesting his sons for that property, that the other brothers have to bring a proof, and because the kids, of course, can't argue on behalf of their dead father what the case was. Now, Matkiv our Papa, challenged that approach, said, Klum ta'anin luhu liatmi midir lotan luhu avuon. Do we ever argue on behalf of Yotomim something that had the father argued it, he wouldn't have been successful? For Rava Apik Zugata Sarbalava Safra Sifra Dagarata Miyatmin Below Raya. There's a story where Rava seized and confiscated a pair of trade scissors, the scissors that would use for cutting wool or something, and a Sefer Agadata from Yotomim without the claimant bringing a Raya that it was his. In other words, we knew it was originally his, and they had it in their property. They didn't know how they got it, and they figured their father had bought it. But, the problem was, these are the sort of things that typically somebody lends and borrows. And, k'deshalach ravuna baravin, dvarim hasuim l'hashel hasker, v'amar l'kuchin in b'yadi, and neman. Anybody who is holding on to the sort of things that are typically borrowed or rented, and they says l'kuchin, that he's not believed, without any better raya. So these kids had the stuff in their property, they had no proof, they had no shtar, they had no edim. They said they're here, they probably belongs to me. And another guy came and said, no, their father borrowed it from me, or rented it from me, and I want it back. Rava seized it from them, which means anything that had father made the claim, we wouldn't believe. We don't make that claim on behalf of the Yotomim. So the answer is Kasha. You're right, that's really a challenge against Shmuel saying that Rav would agree with me in that case that the kid, that the older brother died, that we would give it to the kids and make the other brothers prove their position. I'm Rav Chista. Lo shanu ela de'ein chalukin mi'isatan. Rav Chista said this entire position of saying that the brother has to bring a raya, Rav's position is only true if they are not separated in their bread, meaning that the brothers are still eating together and every other bit of business is together, and therefore it's a little bit strange that this one piece of business with these shtarot, they're separated. But if they eat separately, they have their own kitchens, or they have their own food bills, or something separate, then emor mi satan kimetz. Then maybe mi sato kimetz. Then maybe what happened is brother saved some of his own bread and bought stuff from it, and so therefore it's reasonable that he would have an independent position, and they have to bring the proof. Now, where everything is following Rav here, and Rav all the way, not like Shmuel's caveat of saying Rav agrees with me in the case. No, Rav is the halacha here, and so therefore we say raya b'mayif. If this brother has to bring a raya that belongs to him, what kind of raya does he have to bring? Rav amar raya be'edim, Rav Shesh amar raya be'kiyum hashtar. So Rav said that the brother has to bring edim that these things were really his or his mother's, etc. Rav Shesh said, no, you have to take that shtar that you have and be mekayim, make sure and validate the shtar that has your name on it. Now, amar Rav le Rav Nachman. So Rav turned to Rav Nachman and said, Rabbi, ha Rav ha Shmuel. First of all, we got Rav versus Shmuel. Ha Rav ha Rav Shesh. And even within Rav, we've got Rav versus Rav Shesh about what kind of raya to bring. Markaman Sfirle, who do you hold like in this whole picture? Amrle anamat nita yadana. He says, I don't know Rav, I don't know Sheshet, I know I'm brighter. The Tanya. One of the brothers who's operating independently within the household. And the shtarot that have his name on it. And he says, they're mine, and it's stuff that I got from my maternal grandfather. He has to bring the proof. Exactly like Rav. By the way, Rav and Rav Sheshet aren't settled here, but he does support Rav against Shmuel. Similarly, a woman, here we see, as the Rashbam points out, you see it from the end of the sugya, she's a widow who is working in the house with the orphans, and she's doing her own business. Again, they're on her name. She got it from her paternal grandfather, or maternal grandfather. She has no brothers, and therefore she inherited, and that's her claim. She has to prove that the stuff is hers. In other words, she has the onus of proof. So my v'chein, what's the comparison? Why are you comparing the two? Because ma'ud etema isha came into shvicha lamilta. This widow has a great reputation. De amri katarcha kamiyatni. Everybody says, look how she's working for these orphans and she's helping them. What a wonderful lady. Lo gazla miyatni. She certainly would never steal from the orphans, and certainly if she makes a claim, this stuff is mine, we should believe her, and therefore she doesn't have to bring a raya. Kamash malan, that she does have to bring a raya. Okay. We'll pause at this point. We'll pick up now on the end of the Mishnah of Medvar Memorim, contrasting Chezkas Raya with Chezkas Kenyan, in our next podcast. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.